Off his new album, In the Grip of Official Treason, this is Jello Biafra and Die for Oil Sucker, TWOT edition for 2006.
Hey, you look like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. Does that bother you? Can't fight Iraq and Iran and North Korea all at the same time. There ain't enough troops. There was a sign at Jonestown behind Jim Jones's dead body, and it said, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Which would you rather sacrifice, your road hog or your life? Die for oil, sucker. Born on the firecracker 4th of July, raised on football and MTV, never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a Time Life book memory. The mask is off again, this time nobody cares, but you can't keep dancing with your legs blown away. Die for oil, sucker. 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 You too can get your face shot off, so Exxon and Halliburton keep their profits going up. The Cold War's over, it was all a mirage. We could use that money, we got problems to solve, but we're not allowed a chance to live and prosper in peace because our president's sick with mad cowboy disease. King George never cared about 911 families' pain. How can we exploit this for financial gain? Cheney already had a handy map of Iraq's oil wells, pipes, and terminals they were scheming to snatch. Hijack all that crude from the Chinese and French, so we then have all their economies by the nuts. Then bring in the cronies to feed at the trough. Halliburton and Bechtel ripping everyone off. Never was to fight terror, liberate anyone. Set record oil profits, doubling 2 years in a row. This is what our soldiers are really fighting for. Die for oil, sucker. 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 It'll kill the poor, even faster than crack. Ship them out to war, make sure they don't come back. Give them tanks that fall apart and helicopters that crash. Humvee armor they forgot to attach. Just like Tom Cruise in a wheelchair. Does our government support our troops? They don't care. Cut their pay, yank their benefits, go beg in the street. Won't even admit Gulf War syndrome exists. Some are coming home brain damaged, post-traumatic stress. Which one will be the next Timothy McVeigh? Die for oil, sucker. 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 Saddam, so egocentric, he even replaced Mickey Mouse on watches with his own face. For years, he was our tyrant we thought we could use. We sold him his guns and his nerve gas, too. Now he and Bin Laden and Iran's Ayatollahs are laughing like mad because we're right where they want us. Sole superpower can't conquer Iraq, and it's costing so much, our economy's tanked. Washington generals are losing again. Now let's see how bad we can lose in Iran. Still think we can waltz right in, colonize their hearts and minds? The Islamic world's now so damn mad we may never get out of this alive.
Mission accomplished. We got the job done.
Take a country that ain't a terror threat, turn it into one. Bush is wrong. They don't hate us because of our freedom. They hate us because we won't let them have any freedom. We promised democracy. Give them Abu Ghraib, Phosphorus, and Fallujah. What are they supposed to think? 36 terror attacks in 2003, 3,000 in 2004. Does anyone still think the War on Terror, Inc. has made us any safer at all? W draws his pompon and cheers, bring them on. Leaves troops like sitting ducks for insurgents to bomb. See how he smirks and turns up his nose as he sends away more who will never come home. Landmines, suicides, kill more troops every day. A hint from the locals that the longer we stay, we're the ones in harm's way wherever we lay. And we'll pay and we'll pay and we'll pay and we'll pay. Die for oil, sucker. 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 What's so sick about this is there's a better way. Stop selling guns to dictators and Israel. Don't need to keep ourselves hostage to oil when cars and trucks and who knows what can run on biofuel. Road rage swine won't give up SUVs. By law, let's make you the first draftees. Go get your own goddamn oil. It ain't up to us to protect your lifestyle. Running the world like our sweatshop can't last. Climate change and terror's biting us all in the ass. Think they like their kings who sell us oil? Think of the cost to keep our army there. When the only way left to bleed oil out of the ground is soldiers' guns treating Arabs like slaves. And like Hitler and Stalin, we put people in camps, torture them in secret like our pal Pinochet. What are we letting ourselves become? Abu Ghraib reserves back home were prison guards. If this is what they say is funny over there, what are they planning for us over here? Like Milosevic or the Nazis, when they're gassing gays and Jews, too many who know what's up give up. There's nothing we can do. Like hell there ain't, and if we don't, who will? We know our rights, so more than ever, use them now. There's two superpowers. Just one's the USA. The other's resistance all over the world that will not go away. We stopped Vietnam. We want our civil rights true. So burn your draft card, burn the flag, and burn the Pentagon, too. On TV, it's a feel-good tabloid war. No bodies, no wounded, no funerals, no gore. Fake reality show where we always win. So much yellow ribbon that we're hanging ourselves. Pentagon parrot pundits won't admit we exist. What that says to me is their owners are scared. That we are as strong as we've been in the past, and we will stop this war and their globalization scams. Yellow ribbon McCarthyism can't hold us too long. We support our troops most when we say, bring them home!
tip-top boom. Spend the night away from home. And his mother held his photograph up in the New York Times. You see, the killing has intensified along the road to peace. He was a tall, thin boy with a wispy mustache, disguised Orthodox Jew. On a crowded bus in Jerusalem, some had survived World War II. Then the thunderous explosion blew out windows 200 yards away, with more retribution than 17 dead along the road to peace. Now a King George L and Jaffa Road passengers boarded bus 14A. In the aisle next to the driver, Abdel Mahdi Chaney. And the last thing that he said on earth is, God is great and God is good. And he blew them all to King. Upon the road to peace. Now in response to this, another kiss of death was visited upon Yashir Tiah. Israel says is an Hamas senior militant, and Israel sent four choppers in, flames engulfed his white opal, and it killed his wife and his three-year-old child, leaving only blackened skeletons. They found his toddler's bottle and a pair of small shoes, and they waved them in front of the cameras. But Israel says they did not know that his wife and child were in the car. There are roadblocks everywhere, and only suffering on TV. Neither side will ever give up their smallest right along the road to peace. Israel launched his latest campaign against Hamas on Tuesday, and 2 days later Hamas shot back and killed five Israeli soldiers. So thousands dead and wounded on both sides, most have been Middle Eastern civilians. They filled their children full of hate to fight an old man's war and die upon the road to peace. Now this is our land, we will fight with all our force, say the Palestinians and the Jews. Each side will cut off the hand of anyone who tries to stop the resistance. If the right eye offends thee, then you must pluck it out. Then Mahmoud Abbas and Sharon have been lost out along the road to peace. Once Kissinger said, we have no friends, America only has interests. Now our president wants to be seen as a hero, and he's hungry for re-election. But Bush is reluctant to risk his future. future in the fear of his political failure. So he plays chess at his desk and poses for the press 10,000 miles from the road to peace. In the video that they found at the home of Abdelmadi Shabne, he held a Kalashnikov rifle and he spoke with a voice like a boy. He was an excellent student, he studied so hard, it was as if he had a future. He told his mother that he had a test that day out along the road to peace. The fundamentalists killing on both sides is standing in the path of peace. But tell me, why are we arming the Israeli army with guns and tanks and bullets? And if God is great and God is good, why can't he change the hearts of men? Or maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. He's out upon the road to peace. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. And he's lost upon the road to peace. And he's lost upon the road.
I get killed? Fuck it.
People, get ready.
The robots are coming.
Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM. Enjoying the year-end 2006 music review. Some, only some, a fraction, a dent, not even a dent, of some of the great music released 2006. Just heard from Beck with a track called Dark Star off his album The Information, released in October 2006. We heard from Tom Waits, Road to Peace, off the album Orphans, released just last month, 2006, still hard to find. We heard from Neil Young with Shock and Awe off the Living with War album, released 2006. You can listen for free at livingwithwar.blogspot.com, I think, or neilyoung.com. Still, I'm not sure. I haven't checked it lately. That's where I got it. Jelly Biafra, spoken, Die for Oil, TWOT edition. That stands for The War on Terror. Released 2006. Album In the Grip of Official Treason. And this is Cut Chemist. The Cut Chemist. My first big break. The audience is listening. 2006. Stay tuned for more.
Get my big break.
Here is your robot music.
it not so horrible? A shot through my heart like a knife right through bread. The newspaper said the president's dead. The sea doesn't try and the sky isn't split. But friends, it just seems so wrong, don't it? A shout from the crowd and a shot in the head. The president's lying on the tarmac dead. He's lying face down with those black-dressed agents, guns drawn, running around. And the early obits say he was a good man. You can't argue with that, not today you can't, not now you can't. In the media tent where they spin and they slant, they just foam at the mouth and they champ at the bit. Those bloodsuckers can wait till those vultures cool it. The newscaster said the president's dead. And let's imagine the way, let's say 30 years in, how somebody will say, what were you doing when on a beautiful day I was waking up and I was lying in bed with my girlfriend. And the eggs on the plate and the bacon hissing, and the coffee was great, there was spring on the wind. Have you ever lived through a day where the littlest things and the littlest ways made you feel you were blessed? And if you died right then, well, you know you'd be missed. But there's no better state to cease to exist. And you wouldn't feel sad and you wouldn't resist, 'cause you knew what you had and were thankful for it in your own little way. I'm a small, quiet man, I've got no wars to win, I don't have a big plan. But I love my new place and I love my old friends, and I scrimp and I save, and one day I'll have kids. I can truthfully say that my day was like that, till the radio playing on the stand by the bed fired out this report, and in three words they said, like three shots to my head, the president's dead.
Okkervil River with The President's Dead. Also, Daniel San in there with Did I Step on Your Trumpet? And we heard from Secret Mommy with Kool-Aid River, all released 2006. This is KK and the Underground. Excuse me, KK and his Weathered Underground with Hey Mama.
Hey Mama, I'm such a selfish bastard. I stare through dirty window panes. At fumbled DNA, they stumble up right now. Oh, come down to man-made foliage, where all the crazies be. The crazy just like me, except I'm sheltered from the cold. somewhere out in the spaced out back of my mind. Can you blame me when all the things I see?
Oh,
tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org, Operation Ear Infection Show, year-end music review. Just heard from Flogging Molly. Tracks Laura off of the Whiskey on a Sunday, 2006, Side One Dummy, I believe. We heard Defiance Ohio with New World Order. We heard KK and the Weathered Underground in there with Hey Mama. Ookerville River with The President's Dead. Danielson in there with Did I Step on Your Trumpet. And Secret Mommy was in there with Kool-Aid River. We got another track for you here from Spearhead. Light Up Your Lighter off of their Yell Fire album on Anti Records. Freak Radio, 2006. Happy New Year.
Broken back.